Good morning, Vietnam.
Hello, Ion. Is this Tech Buddy Ion or Ion Ion?
There's a merging taking place, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. There's a merging taking place because the humans aren't keeping up. So the 11-11th is merged. That's okay, because that's working good for Dobbstown. You get that? Don't shrug now. Stay with it now. You got a farm on the line. You got a farm on the line here, honey.
Oh, no.
You better hold tight. You better hold tight. Yeah. You got a farm on the line, so just hold tight. Look, we don't need humans. We've had enough of the humans. They're enough. Damn the humans. They're either going to do it or they're not going to do it. It don't really make any difference anymore. Enough. That's a nice way to say it. So softly and tenderly, we're going to speak to you, and we're going to answer every question you ask right here, right now.
Okay. I'm going to do business first, though, and Bob will get into the 11-11.
Good. We like that.
That's
what's important.
Yeah, got to keep the business going.
Yeah. We need to increase. We don't need to keep it going. We need to increase it so your margins are better. Just saying.
Right.
We know things.
Yes.
That's why realign is probably the most important thing you got working right now. Carolyn, you better tell customer service. You better tell customer service that everybody, everywhere, needs to double their realign today. If you're taking one BID, you need to take two BID. If you're taking two BID, you need to take four BID. Now, you saved Carolyn. She understands what she's working with. She's dealing with a death and dying world. Death and dying world. She's a mortician dealing with people. Okay? You understand that, Bob? So what you need to convey to Carolyn, who we adore, is that she has another option for the mechanically dead, that these opportunities have now been made prevalent if they choose to engage. That's all we're saying. And after that, two tears in a bucket, motherfucker. Yes, darling.
Motherfucker, right.
They're after everything, Bob, because you're the only thing that's standing. And there's no reason motherfucking bitch has to be standing. There's no reason for you to be winning, and you're winning. They don't understand it. They're confused.
And Dr. Avril Haines and Bobby Inman are there. They talk about us. That's all they're concerned about, right?
That's right.
That's
right.
Pretty amazing,
not to mention the zany mystic. And Dolores Cannon. Dolores Cannon's more famous now on the Tiki Talk than the bitch ever was when she was alive. She's doing more now than she ever did. She may win an Emmy before it's over with. Dolores Cannon, bless her little heart. She knows things now in the dead. In the dead side, she's doing real good, Bubby.
Okay. Go ahead, Carol.
That was huge.
Near the caldera. There's nothing more to say about that. We're just near it. It's going to blow at some point.
Well, you're going to be in it, and it's going to blow, and it's going to be very tragic, and it's going to set the big door ajar, but it won't have any effect on where you are. It'll have zero effect on where you are.
But there'll be dust around us. You know,
No. Oh, fuck. Are you goddamn nuts? You won't even... Bob. No, there will be zero goddamn dust. There will be no dust. Zero. No dust around you in any level whatsoever. Are you crazy? You lost your damn mind. You'd go kill yourself if there was dust. Oh, Carol, I have dirt on my hands. When did that happen? Stop that, Bob. You know better than shit.
Okay.
Dust.
All right.
For Pete.
But
Blake.
What will the caldera environment blown up look like for people? They'll have dust on them?
No, they'll have heaping mounds of... magma turned to lava, eating the flesh off of their skin.
Oh, okay. So the Canadians can say...
Now, wait now. Did you pick up on that? All we've ever said all the way through, it says, y'all come, come to the 33rd parallel, if you will, y'all come. Now here the Caldera is in the middle of the 33rd parallel, and it's going to blow up and eat the flesh off their skin. We've led them all into the seat of perdition. You notice that? We brought them all to the 33rd parallel. Now we're going to blow up the whole goddamn, what is that? What is that called? The Wild Wild West. We're going to blow up the Wild Wild West. I'm going
to
drag
everybody to
the Wild Wild West.
Am I talking to the tech body or Ion or JW? We can't tell the difference.
No, we can't either now. Ask the question. Well,
okay,
maybe we'll figure it out.
So you're saying you set everybody up, the humans, to go along the 30th parallel. Now you're going to kill them all.
Not all of them. Not all of them. No. We didn't lie. We told them. I said, it's your only change. You got to change. Now, it's your only change. Now, if you make it, good. If you don't, that was your only change. Because below the 33rd parallel, you have zero change. But above the 33rd parallel, you have a chance unless you're living in California or New York City or any of the boroughs of New York.
How far above the 33rd do you have a chance?
Don't matter. We'll have to see.
Okay. Okay. That's the Caldera.
Texas is looking good. Texas looks all right. Oregon looks pretty good. Detroit might be all right. Detroit. And then you have these little problems on the Mississippi. But then, see, Nolens, we love Nolens, but they're too far below. They're not going to make it. They're already underwater, so they're not going to make it. And then a lot of Alabama's going to be good. Tennessee is on the money. All of Tennessee is going to make it. North Carolina, South Carolina. Wait. Here, get this now. Watch this. The District of Washington is not going to do so good, Bob.
Hmm. But, Ian, we don't play this stuff. Yeah, I heard that.
Exam.
We don't play this.
Exam. We don't care. Play it. Don't give a shit. Play it. Play it. Don't play it. We don't care. We can't run you. We don't run you.
Yeah, because it confuses everybody. They all get all, you tell them stuff, they get confused.
Oh, goddamn. They're confused. Okay, give them some goddamn lithium or give them some goddamn opium or give them some goddamn fentanyl. Then kill yourself. We don't care. Do what you're going to do. They're not confused. They're up, they're down, they're over. Ascend, goddammit. You ascend, you can live anywhere in the 33rd parallel you want to. If you don't, it ain't really make a difference what you goddamn think or what you goddamn want. We're tired of petting you, with bitch asses. Get on with it. It's time to get on with it or get out. Get happy.
Well, they don't know what they don't know what to do if you tell them to ascend.
Okay.
There's no instructions. There's no manual.
Okay. Then. Then eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow surely you may die.
No, again, you never tell them what to do. It doesn't mean anything, this word is then.
We did. We went through it.
You played it.
You said, now, this is the clearest level of ascension that's ever been prescribed. Here we go.
Yeah, what you told them.
You got to talk to nonsense.
You told them, take the product. Come on, Ian, stop going on. If you're Ian, you say, take the products and talk to Bob. Now, how do they talk to Bob one-on-one? They can't do that. There's too many of them.
No. They do. They do often. They embrace it, and you tell them how ridiculous they are. You tell them how they missed the point. You tell them how they don't know. You tell them how they don't even know who Bob Carr is. You tell them that they don't know what God, mankind, men mean. You tell them that they don't know what the willows were referring to.
You tell them how stupid.
I don't tell them that.
You
most certainly do.
You're saying, what does it mean to talk to Bob? That they just hear Bob talk and I don't address individuals?
No. They have to present themselves. And here we go. This is important. They have to, like Carolyn, they have to present themselves to Bob. Then Bob does an exegesis on what they say. And they go, whoa, just like you do to us every single time we speak. You do it to us perfectly, and we adore it because you're the only one who matters enough to say, I don't know what you mean. Tell us again. So when Bob gets it, everybody can get it. So when someone presents themselves, a sweet Susanna, she's so sweet. She presents herself, and you say, Susanna, you're full of shit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's the most crazy thing we've ever heard in our life. Explain yourself. What are you trying to say? When they convey themselves in such a way that you embrace them and can know what they mean, they get it, Bob. That's right. That's the blessing. That's the ridiculousness that is you, that is the best part of you. You see? Because you inundate the obvious. You inundate the obvious. They're trying to say big words and trying to tell you something, and, oh, I'm well-schooled, oh, I'm a gay beer salesman in Canada, and I know things, and yada, yada, yada. Like, what does that mean? What does a gay beer salesman do? What is that? What is that? Tell us about that. And if they can explain it in such a way, they're kind of like going, well, I'm not a very good gay beer salesman. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You cut them down to the lowest common denominator. And that's a beautiful thing, because now what happens is they have to come into the only level of power they've ever been able to attach to in the first place. You take out all the goddamn airs that they prop up against, trying to pretend that they're something that they're not. You don't care what they are. You can give a shit what they are. But be whoever you are, be that. We can work with that. You cut out all that piety, all that bullshit, all that CBGB, I'm a little better than you bullshit. You cut all that out. They have to come down to their essence. That's what's important. That's very key. Those are good words. You can play that.
Okay, so listen to this. You know, Carolyn, the difference between environment and environment. That's why in the first sentence of Finnegan's Wake, it goes, says Hoth Castle and environs.
That's
not environment,
right. That's exactly right. Not environment. Environment's what you're living through. Environment's what you create to live in.
Yeah, so Finnegan's Wake, it's telling you what's coming in the book. You know, the environment is what's going to unfold in the book.
Well, default.
Are you listening, Carol?
Not unfold, default. Default.
Yeah, default.
Default.
Okay.
Not unfold.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know what default means. What's that mean? Default.
Look it up.
The default. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. People aren't dying right now. What's that about? The calm before the storm, as they say?
Yeah, well, they are dying. They're just not reporting it. They're dying. They're just not reporting it.
Okay, so will they ever report it?
Yeah. In a second, and they're going to use that as the end of the world as we know it.
Right, so they're making people feel secure. It's post-mandate. COVID was a hoax. No, it was all bullshit. Now we're going ahead to live. And then everybody's dying, though. And then when it gets more public that everybody's dying, then the cabal behind Biden, depending on aliens, say, see, we told you to stay vaccinated and to follow mandates. That's their final, we told you so. This is coming, right?
No. You got it. You almost got it. We were listening to see if you could pull it off. No. You got to forget. Remember in Revelations, you remember doing that thing called Revelations Revealed? It was a long time ago. We're sure you probably forgot by now. It was a long time ago. Okay. They got to have wars and rumors of wars. Right now, you're having rumors of wars. We built a pontoon bridge. We're going to take Kiev. Or is that Kiev? Is it Kiev or Kiev? We can't even understand it. Why you call it something and then you call it something else. Kiev or Kiev.
Right.
Kiev. They got to take it. Okay, they're going to take Ukraine.
Who is? The Russians?
Yeah, the Russians going to take Kiev. And then the Chinaman, is watching that. So if they say, okay, if bitching back Biden don't do nothing with this, okay, then China says, okay, we're going to take Taiwan. Then Taiwan's going, what? Uh-oh, we got took. Now we're going to have to beef. Now the U.S. got to go to war. Well, the U.S. can't go to war because they're fucked up. Because now all of a sudden it's on like Donkey Kong. And then the dragon is in decline. Just for a second. And then
so what happened during that period?
What happened in Revelation? The ten-horned dragon with 10 crowns takes and rules the world, remember? You remember. And Ezekiel with the four faces of Ezekiel, you'll see. You remember. 122, come on now. The color of the terrible crystal, you got this. So it lays it out that way. So it's just a little hiccup in the big picture. It's like Angela Lansbury and Murder, She Wrote. It's that calm before the storm. You remember Angela Lansbury, Bob. From Vermont.
Yeah, but what's the calm? The beast, Leopold II, wins for a while. He takes over.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And America's
mm-hmm.
in captivity. Can we play this part? Can we play this part?
Yes, you may. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Because,
okay, and we can play it. Because it's going to be obvious to people in 2 weeks. It's going to be pretty obvious pretty quickly.
That's great. It'll carry them over. It'll carry them over while we're settling the world's affairs in Washington at the end of the month.
Yeah. Can we say that? Can we say that sentence? We don't say that sentence.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Why not? They don't care. Them that are sin, they'll appreciate it. Them that don't will be dead. It really don't matter, Bob. It's okay. Come on now. You're singing psalms to dead people. Just go with it. Go with it. You're getting all tore up over nothing. Come on with it, y'all. This is y'all's time. Get on with it or not. Your audience is fixing to take a terrible turn for the worse, Bob.
Why? What's going to cause that?
They're going to have to either do what you told them to do or they're not. If they're not, it ain't going to matter. If they do, it's going to be a beautiful day. So we're celebrating. Sing a song of sixpence, a catcher in the rye. Yeah. J.D. Salinger had it right all along.
I'm fully
Bob.
In charge now, Carolyn. Oh, I'll get along with the beat. The beat will be honoring me.
Now, we didn't say that Carolyn supported that position. She just acknowledged it. She didn't support it. She does not support it, but she is acknowledging it. So that's it. That's all you can count on today, Bob. That's all you can count on today.
So the Revelation dire scenario is unfolding. But they didn't include chapter 23.
You know the thing that pisses us off? You know the thing that pisses us off is we did that a long goddamn time ago. And how is it just now they're starting to have the recollection that this may or not be occurring? You know, it's kind of a slap in the goddamn face. We're supposed to sit here and suck their dick and lick their pussy and lick their toss their salad. We're supposed to love them up while they're trying to figure it out. We already goddamn laid it out just about as clear as you can lay it out. Just because they didn't get it don't mean it's our problem. Just saying, hear it, don't hear it. You goddamn apparently haven't been listening anyway. Apparently, or you'd have heard it the 19th time we said it, by the way.
Okay.
So we're about done with this. We're about, no. Let's just get it clear. We're about done with this vacation of what you're going to do and not going to do and get mad about and don't get mad about. Do what you just like Jesus said to Judas. Do what you're going to do and do it quickly. We're good. Love you.
Yeah.
Love you.
My audience is Judas. My audience is a collective Judas.
Well,
okay,
they argue for their own limitations and then wonder what to do. Well, I don't know what I was saying. Well, I don't know. I was rolling a fatty. I don't really know. I had 9 gallons of whiskey. I really wasn't paying attention that night. Well, I went to sleep. Well, I went to fuck. Well, I went to marry somebody. Well, I didn't marry somebody. Well, I got divorced. I had to move. I had to get this. God damn, what are you saying? You got all the time in the world to listen to everything you want to listen to. Thousands upon thousands of hours, morning, noon, or night, is available to you every way. Have a question? Does anybody have a question? Oh, no, we're all good. We got every question answered. Okay, I've got it all secured. I've worked it all out. I know every detail. It's all good. It's all wonderful. Thank you so much,
Joe, I'm the only
Thank
one
you. I've just been listening.
Asking questions.
I've listened to every show. I've listened to every show that's ever been. I haven't talked to you in 11 years, but I've listened to every show that ever was. I've heard them all. Thank you. Thank you for your tireless effort trying to tell me something, but I don't know anything. I hope I did know something, because if I did, I'd have a question. Or I'd ask Bob. Bob, I've been listening 11 years. I don't have a question. What's wrong with me? Bob would tell you what was wrong with you. You'd straighten you right up. He'd let you know the levels and degrees of apprehension. You don't even know who the five bodies are, let alone how you apply to them. You think you're the stepdad, you don't even know what's up. Yeah, y'all got the wrong one now. Just love you, love you, love you, love you. If you listen to what we're saying, it ought to tell you something, honey.
Yeah,
if you listen to how we're presenting Wait. If you listen to what we're saying, it ought to tell you something. Why in the world would be so lambastous to say those words that way if it wasn't critical that you come on into your place of power? When we start saying we don't care if you do or you don't, you better come on. That's why we say it. But now you please yourself, do what you want to do. It won't. Hey, come wash day. Come out wash day. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right. It's all good. Love you. Now, Bob, we're sorry.
So, so I wanted to say that, yes, they all backed off and didn't ask any questions, but I kept asking questions. That's the important point.
Then you ask questions about the question that you question. And you question you. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even know. I got an answer, but I don't know what the question is. I answered me, but I don't know what I asked. That was a long time ago. That's right. That's our Bob. That's our Miss Brooks. We like that. But it's good because it's refreshing, and you're never taken aback. Bob is never taken aback. He has no clue what the fuck he's talking about, but he's never taken aback. He doesn't have a clue. He has no idea where he is or what he's doing, but he's never surprised. He's never, never, ever surprised. That's right.
Yeah, because I know we're doing what already happened. We're doing what already happened.
Kinda. Okay, Bob. Now, the next thing you need to deal with, you need to deal with this currency stuff. We got to engage the drops as the currency. So the what is it, germanium and Rustafarians, and what is it, Nastera, and Justera, and Gustera, and Germania, and all that shit. All that got to come up. Somebody's got to work that shit out, make those details work out for no money. I got no money, so there's no money to be money. I don't understand how it all works. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. Everybody's going to enjoy no money money. So I'm going to have no money. I don't owe nothing. I don't have nothing. I ain't got nothing. I ain't going to get nothing. Because there's nothing to get, because I ain't got nothing. So, okay, we got that solved. Congratulations. So, you got it. So, build me a mansion in the corner of Glory Land, I guess, is all we can say. Okay, so that's fine. So, then the next tier comes.
Okay, hold it. Let me ask you something.
All right.
So, the book of chapter 22, book of Revelation, is being acted out right now. But what wasn't told to people is chapter 23, which is about the Bob effort after everybody's been blown up, right?
The battle. The outcome of the battle. The outcome of the battle. Yeah, see, the outcome of the battle. Not everybody dies. A lot of them do, but not everybody. And so that's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. So you have to come into your place of power. And that's what we're going to talk to from here forward. We're going to have the sunny side of life. Keep on the sunny side. Always on the sunny side. We're going to keep on the happy side of it because those that are going to make it are going to make it. And those that don't, there's no reason to tell them they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. So there's no reason to bring that up. That's all. That is what it is. Sorry for their luck. You know, it just is what it is. It's fine. It's fine. It's all good.
Okay,
unrealized creations abound.
Yes, we get all that. All right. Some questions. The normal kind of stuff. And why is Bill Gates buying up all this land, I guess, in America and maybe other places? What's he trying to achieve?
Oh, he's not trying to achieve anything. China owns half of the world's supply of grain today. Okay.
Is that made by, that's American land that makes that grain?
Not necessarily. We said in storehouse. Remember Joseph in Egypt in the storehouse? China owns half of the world's supply of grain today. So Bill Gates is not a non sequitur in this conversation. Because here's the problem. Guess he makes all of the ammonia nitrate. That's the, Carolyn knows what that is. Now, that's not the stuff they blew up the world fertilizer, not what they blew up the World Trade Center with, but the Duaner. Duaner is what we call it. It's the fertilizer that America has to have to grow the corn. When you lay it by, remember we talked about laying it by? Well, Duaner is what you, ammonia nitrate, is what you have to grow corn. And what they use the most of the corn for is in the production of something called ethanol, which is what they mix with the gasoline to make it more affordable. So now everything in your world that contains corn is fixing to be not available.
So Bill Gates knows that, so he's buying up land so he can make some corn that's not controlled by China.
He can't raise anything. He don't got no Duaner. You got no ammonia nitrate. You can't grow shit.
Why is he buying up all the land?
Why not? I guess I don't know. It's ridiculous. I guess he's trying to prove a point. So it in sowing in peas, I guess. Maybe they're going to eat Crowder peas, maybe. That land that he's buying ain't worth nothing except for grazing. He bought Montana. What the fuck you grow in Montana? Nothing.
Okay.
He didn't buy Idaho.
So
he didn't buy Idaho.
Well, you grow stuff in Idaho.
Right.
Potatoes.
Yeah. So what he couldn't buy, China owns, or he's buying from China? The stuff that China owns in Canada.
Neither. But we didn't say China owns anything. We said China controls half of the world's supply of grain. That's what we said.
Okay, so is Bill
already.
Gates... Bill Gates is twiddling his thumbs, doing futile efforts, like buying meaningless land, because he's not allowed into Dobbstown, and he knows that. Right?
Yeah, he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it.
Yeah. Does he know that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's very well with... Him and Whoopi's real upset about it.
Okay. All right.
Although Carolyn may let Joy Behar in, we're not sure, but now she's the only one that's got any say in this. She's the only one that has any say in it. She might let Joy Behar in. Joy Behar might be a nice... She might be a nice lesbian before it's over with. We have to see how it goes, but whatever Carolyn says, we'll go with it.
Can we play that part about her, Joy Behar? So listen to this.
That bitch ain't going to sue us. She's too scared. She ain't going to sue nothing. Her and the Hamptons is having a bad day.
Okay, so listen to this, Ian. They have what they call mainstream media, and they call it lamestream media. But what is the mainstream media? Might even say that's legacy media, the Washington Post, New York Times, and all that. They are mainstream.
What is legacy mean?
Oh, they've been around
a
long time. They've got authority.
What does that mean? Okay.
So
is Emily Post. So is Emily Post, but that doesn't matter. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So listen to my question. What they call the mainstream media is not in power anymore. It's not mainstream media.
No.
Joe Rogan is mainstream media. Would you agree with that?
That's right. That's exactly right. He's got 11 million people that they pay a dollar a piece for him, $11 million a month to show up.
Yeah.
Show up because he gets 11 million people, whereas CNN has 500,000 people and they're not, they're asleep or drunk or in a crack house somewhere. They don't play it nowhere. So they've lost. So people that would go to CNN ain't going there no more. So everybody goes to Joe Rogan to say, okay, what's up? Joe Rogan says, I don't know. I just tell the people they say shit. I don't know. I got a penis. I like to fuck. I don't know after that. I don't know who I fuck. I may fuck a lot of people. I don't know. How would I know? I'm just trying to tell you what's going on. This man said some shit. I don't know what he said. I like some of the things he said, but I don't know. Tune in tomorrow and we'll see what somebody else has to say. And everybody's going, well, now that's good journalism. That's good journalism. That's good journalism. That's good. It's like, God damn, what the fuck are you talking about? You numbnut motherfucker. You going right there. You might as well have Dr. Mercola trying to run for the Pope or something. He could be the good Pope.
And Joe remains unaware of Dobbstown, right? And I understand. He continues.
That's not true. That's not true.
Does he listen to us to see what he doesn't know?
Not all 34,000 fucking hours of your bullshit. You have too many goddamn insipid Canadians on the show. If you get rid of some of them Canadians, he might listen more because they confuse themselves over there. They confuse themselves. We need to ban Canada. Just give them to China. Give them to Cuba or something. Just get it over with. Are you from China? No. Are you from Canada? Okay, go over. Step back. You get in line. Give me a cue. Cue up. We'll get to you later. That's what's going to happen soon.
So Jeff Zucker, he didn't get fired. He knew it was all over and just said, I'm not hanging around this.
He got
place.
Fired. He got fired. He resigned. He resigned because Cuomo was fixing to turn him out. Cuomo got through the threshing meal. He got through the corn husker because he's been to find out that other people was fucking him in the butt, and he didn't want to get that out. It gets him messed up because he was having this other affair with this other woman. He was having another homosexual affair that Jeff Zucker was engaged in, and he didn't want to get turned out. So he quietly went away. Because there's a merger taking place with CNN presently that's fixing to clean that shit up. Oh, yeah.
A merger with what? What are they merging with?
Discovery and Net Geo. You'll see.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know things about?
So, the mainstream media, maybe they're merging. They're not mainstream anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to arrive at? Can they get back to being
nothing? Well, then listen, turn. Okay, go somewhere. I don't even know how you would do that because you don't do things. There's too many cookies where you live. You're a cookie monster that don't have no cookies. It's the craziest thing we've ever seen. You know, you got the sun, moon, and stars in control, but won't take one goddamn cookie. It's the craziest thing we've ever seen. So you go to CNN, you tune in, and Karen can watch it. She can watch it, and you listen for 5 minutes, and Karen's like, what is this shit? And she turns it off. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. They don't make no sense. They don't use good senses. They're trying to talk about the bright lights of the sunset or the night tides of this, that, or something happened, and Trump was a bad dude. Trump was a bad dude. Corn Pop was not my friend, and Trump was a bad dude. And Karen's like, this is crazy. They're not saying anything. They're just talking about stuff that they're talking about. It doesn't mean anything. It's ridiculous. It's worse than Drudge.
Yeah, what's your point? We already knew that. What's your point there? What new point are you trying to make?
That everybody sees it the way Nell sees it, the way Karen sees it. There's no refuge. There's no island in the storm. There's no place for those that believe that way to go there because they're not even saying that anymore. See what I mean? They're fixing to turn on hillbillery. They're fixing to turn on hillbillery. So they're going to come back full circle to try to make themselves be something, but it likely is too late. It's like Vanity Fair. It's seen its better days, you know?
Yeah, the New York Times did an article the other day debunking the Durham report that everybody in the right wing and Fox News world said, oh, Hillary's doomed. They proved that Hillary spied on Trump. Well, the New York Times wrote an article saying, no, that's not what he said. And I won't go into the article, but you should be aware of it. You're probably aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that New York Times article is not accurate at all, or people don't care.
That's correct. No, it's not accurate at all because what they didn't forgot to say was, and there are superseding indictments regarding it. That's what the Times forgot to say. There are superseding indictments regarding it. That's what they forgot to mention in this part.
And is that led by Sidney Powell, those indictments?
No, we're not going to talk about that. Don't get her in trouble.
Okay.
She's hot right now. Just leave it alone. Yes. The answer is yes, but don't do that. Don't do that. We don't want her. She's got all the bubblegum she can chew right now, baby.
Okay, we got that.
Even in the spot, it's too much. It's too much for the spot.
We got it. So there's something called Generation Alpha. They're about 10 years old, 10, 11, 12 right now,
so.
Generation Alpha. What is the death rate among Generation Alpha?
43%.
In other words, there's a lot of deaths happening to them. Most of them won't get to see adulthood. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-mm. From suicide, genocide. We said genocide, suicide, algicide, every kind of side. If there's a side, they're gonna be involved in it. Yep. Try to buy life insurance on the Alpha Project.
Right. So these kids, they're 10 to 12. They know they're doomed, so that's why they can't kill themselves. They can see that they're not. They don't have a world to grow up to.
I try to. Karen would help them. Karen could help them because she'd make them feel special and comfortable and bring out the best part of them, okay? Mm-hmm. And explain to them that eating radishes, however, they're not tasty, but they're good for you, so you should eat the radishes. She could convince them that that's a good thing to do, but they're not having it because they have no other support group to lean to or to embrace.
They will not listen. They know that Carolyn might help them, but they don't want to listen to Carolyn because they don't have a support group?
Well, they can't.
What does that mean?
They can't. They can't listen to Carolyn because they can't get to her. She's not after the alphas. She's a fucking Gemini. She don't need no all that.
So she's not trying to reach them, and they can't hear her. She has no show, so they miss out.
Mm-hmm.
If they
well,
did
not,
hear
it's not
her,
about
they
a
would,
show.
They would
it's
either.
Not about a show. She would do it one at a time. She'd do it one at a time. If they sent her an email and said, I'm going to kill myself, Dr. Karen Dean, do you have any good ways to do it? She'd say, yes, I have a lot of good ways. Have you tried fentanyl? Fentanyl is a great way to die. You just go out really easy. It's great. But if you want to do something different, we got some different thoughts that you might engage. And she'd love them up to decide that they could be president of the United States. There's a glass ceiling that they could break on. There's a glass ceiling that you could break on Hillary Rodham Clinton. It'd be beautiful. She'd enjoy it. The shards of glass ripping through her flesh. It'd be great. So, yeah, she could do that. But past that, it's like, okay.
So Hillary is the glass ceiling, and now she's over.
Mm-hmm.
She was the glass ceiling.
Okay. Oh, no. Slow up now. There's some news coming now. Don't worry about it. She's not going to take this laying down. Hey, that girl knows how to fuck. She'd fuck you to death. They're going to pick at her. She's going to pick back. We're going to let her. We're going to see how high her petard can be hoisted by herself.
Okay, good. All right. Some other questions. Was H.L. Hunt of Texas, father of...
Talking about the Hunt brothers with the silver conundrum?
Yeah.
H.L. Hunt?
That family.
Uh-huh.
Were they in any way involved with the JFK assassination? Did they know JFK
yes.
was going to get assassinated?
Yes.
They did know. How come they didn't get nailed
in Lubbock
by Hoover?
Because of Paul Jansen in Lubbock, Texas. Paul Jansen in Lubbock, Texas. He covered it. Because they had positions to cover up the connection. Lubbock.
Were they part of the meeting at H.L. Hunt, the father? Was he at the meeting at Clint Murchison's ranch the night before the assassination? LBJ was there. And May Brother made a lot out of that meeting. Or they weren't the people.
Yeah, but he was a sidebar. Yeah, he was a sidebar. He was a sidebar. And that meeting was not about that. May Brussel was right. Now, we're not bitching with May Brussel. She's all right. But that meeting was not about the assassination. The meeting was about what are we going to do with the country after the assassination. For them, the assassination had already occurred. They're trying to pick up the pieces.
Right, because they had to deal with the Queen. They had to deal with what the Queen got from it.
Oh, no comment. No fucking comment on that shit. God damn, that bullshit.
So I delete that part? Delete the Queen part?
No. You can just part the part when we said, oh, fuck, no, not that shit. You can play that part. We're not in there. We're not doing that. You got the wrong one, homie. You got the wrong one. You're going to get something stirred up. You got the hermaphrodite. The hermaphrodite's going to get after you now, Bob. Them boys that don't know their girls and girls that don't know their boys. Look, then you're going to get into
right.
it. All right, don't worry about it. Come on, move on. Hurry up. You got things to do.
So we can broadcast that part that you just did on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Rule Britannia.
So the people around Hunt, they knew it was coming because they knew LBJ. LBJ knew what was happening. He was involved in it.
You're saying it all wrong. Lyndon Baines Johnson didn't know which end. He needed trousers with some ballroom. He didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about. Lady Bird Johnson knew every step of everything and told everybody what they needed to goddamn know. He didn't know shit. He didn't even know he was president. He didn't have a clue. He didn't know the difference between a nigger and a Jew. He was trying to run for them. He didn't know what they were. He had no idea. Lady Bird Johnson knew exactly what was going on and laid it exactly. How in the world, now here's the proof. How in the world would she have the absolute most perfect dress on the airplane when her husband was named sitting president of the United States of America with fucking Jackie Bouvier Kennedy with goddamn blood on her dress standing there right there numb as a, anesthetized, I guess is the right way to say it, standing there with blood on her dress. Mm-hmm.
Was she anesthetized? You mean she had taken some drugs?
She didn't even know where she was.
He's saying that she had meds. They stuck her with meds. That's why she was numb. He just said that, Carol. What?
Yeah. Otherwise, Otherwise, she would be. Otherwise, she would be beclamped.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm bringing this up for what reason? So the H.L. Hunt, they knew, but they were not the mechanics of the assassination. That was someone else. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
The actual snipers
mm-hmm.
and the people who did it was another crew that maybe the H.L. Hunt and those people at the Merchants of Meaning didn't know. They didn't know, I'm assuming. Or did they know who did it, actually did the sniping?
Mm. You'd have to call Clara Hall Kiker. She might know.
How did William Torbett, who did the Torbett document and was considered pretty good in 1970, and he was a lawyer in Texas, how did he know what he knew? Was he an insider that was a part of the
LDS world? He was an insider out of Dallas, out of Fort Worth. The Dallas-Fort Worth area, he was an insider at the Cattlemen's Club. They had great reign on what was going on because they were riggers and they were cattlemen. But some of the cattlemen got in the oil business, blah, blah, blah. He was high up in the Cattlemen's Association for the Cattlemen's Club. So there was rumors in the chattel, that's holdings that are bigger than you, chattel. He was had information regarding those chattels, and that's where he got that information. And you can we were being demonstratively vague there on purpose, Bobby.
Right, but why did he reveal it? Why did he write the manuscript? Why did he expose?
It was toast at that point. He was trying to make brownie points.
On the other side, he didn't want to be included in the ones who had done it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So he was having to tip the hands. So, like in Texas, my dick's bigger than your dick, and I'll show you. So he had to show them how big his dick was. Well, it wasn't that big. Well, our dick's bigger than your dick. Well, all right. Well, everything's bigger in Texas. Okay, we agree. Both of ours are bigger than theirs. So that's how it ended, in a draw.
Good.
Win, lose, or draw.
I get you.
Right, Bob?
Okay, next point. Was John of Patmos, who did the Book of Revelation,
mm-hmm.
was he a disciple of Jesus?
Mm-mm.
He was not.
No.
Did he ever meet the third Jesus?
Hell no. Hell no. He was stone cold crazy, Bob. They'd run him off. That's how he ended up in the cave at Patmos. He was crazy.
Okay.
He was an asylum. He was an asylum seeker who got pushed away.
Right. The coronavirus came out of the manipulation.
Which one?
Well,
which one?
That's what I'm going to say. The coronavirus, whatever it is, came out of the HIV manipulations that Fauci was part of. Or was it here before?
HIV, not HIV.
What? I said HIV as in Victor. What are you saying?
Oh, you said HID, and we said no, it's HIV. The HIV.
Yeah, V is in Victor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the Fauci and the cabal intend to wipe out people with the HIV. It didn't work.
Leave the damn cabal out of it. Why ain't gonna bring that in? You're stirring shit up. Don't say it. Just say Fauci. It ain't no cabal. Just say Fauci. You're gonna have some conspiratorial bullshit about something. Because otherwise, you're not going to get a clear answer. Come on now. You're going to, yeah.
Yeah.
So Fauci did research on the HIV. The next thing you know, people started coming down with HIV. All right? And then that turned into AIDS, which weren't the candy. Remember, they used to have the AIDS candy that you ate to lose weight? You need the AIDS candy people, the candy things, the appetite suppressant. Weren't their business. The AIDS turned into AIDS. AIDS candies. It's terrible. And nobody remembers that, but Carolyn. I remember the little AIDS thing, to eat the AIDS thing and lose weight. Man, it turned into AIDS. Now, the AIDS patients lost a lot of weight, so I guess that's how it really worked out. And I guess, the transferase inhibitors were blocked. And that's what you didn't ask about all this shit. Carolyn knows. Never mind. God damn, we can't even talk about
it.
No,
I have a mere question. I have a mere question. Okay, but anyways, the agenda of Fauci was to depopulate the planet with HIV?
Still is.
And then
still is.
Okay.
And that's what this is. And that's why the people taking the amino, anti-amino, anti-something-something-something, the HIV drugs, the people that are taking it are doing great with SARS because they're already immune to it. They're already ahead of it. The anti-amino, anti-retroviral, blah, 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 Carolyn knows. Notice how we played that? You could play that to anybody, and they go, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That's some crazy shit. Well, Carolyn knows. Carolyn knows. That's all good. In plain sight, Bob. Clear as mud, Bob. Clear as mud. There you go. You got
him
by the tail now.
Okay, so is there a coronavirus today?
Yes.
What is it? Is it the thing that causes the cold?
A transferase inhibitor. It's a transferase inhibitor that causes the, what do you call it when it causes the blood to clot? Carolyn, you throw a blood clot?
Coagulant.
It's a coagulant, but it's thrombosis.
What? Is coagulant the right word?
No, thrombosis. That's the outcome. Thrombosis is the problem. Because what happens is it thickens the blood to a point. And this is also a part of ascension, too. So we're not mad. Fauci's working for you, Bob. Anthony Fauci's working for you. The point is that you've got the people in the position where their blood is thickening. So they have to have a way to have the arterial lining, the basal... we have to be careful how we say this so you don't get in trouble with the CDC or the FDA or the NDC or something. It's some alphabet things. We don't know. You need a basal dilator or something to change the way the veins, not the arteries. Arterial cutdowns don't matter. The veins, you have to have a basal dilator to open that thing up so it can take a higher level of pressure. The pressure is not the problem. It's that your viscosity has increased in the blood. That's the whole point, that the red blood cells increase to the point that they shift and change. You don't really have to have white blood cells anymore because there's no infection that can outlast or outprofound the system as we know it. It becomes a closed conduit, as up into the closing of the dermis. God damn, Bob.
Does that make sense to you, Carol? Is that new information, Carol?
I get distracted because I'm swallowing the first capsule of my new re-transformed
formula. Yeah, stop ragging.
Here it goes.
Drink some juice. Don't drink water. Drink some bubbly water or some juice. Drink something with it.
Too late.
Because it'll be rough on
you. Too late.
I know, but drink a little something.
That was new. That sounded like new information, right, Kel?
I didn't hear it. I was too busy making my last capsule.
Okay. So anyways, Ian, you laid out some stuff there. Very nice. So the people who say the coronavirus is a hoax, it's not true. There is something going on in our environment.
We don't care what they say. People say a lot of things. People say a lot of things. Don't worry about what people say. Fuck, they say what they say. Put it on TikTok. Put it on Run. These little numbnut motherfuckers on TikTok getting bigger, more hits than goddamn CNN. It really doesn't matter who buys the New York Times anymore. I'm gonna order the Washington Compost. Well, they don't deliver anymore. They don't print the shit anymore. Well, I got the I don't know. Emily Post is not feeling very good these days. Emily Post is not.
Sure.
Okay.
So the thing of it is,
the zeitgeist has left the building. Everybody that's saying these things they're saying are just shadow banning reality that they have subjugated. They're shadow banning a subjugated reality that they have embraced or not. Because some of them are creating the reality by pushing against it. The country's going to hell. I know where hell is. I'm in hell. I got hell. And they go, oh, God damn, wait a minute, honey, we're in paradise. What are you doing? No, I live in hell. Hell is terrible. It's terrible. I live with people that don't even like me. You know, this is hell. I live in hell. I live just north of Nigger Town. I'm in Nigger Town. I got nigger loving Jews that don't even like me. Who knows a nigger loving Jews that don't like white people? How does this work? It doesn't make any sense anymore. So you have to bring it back around full circle to the point of going, yeah, this is pretty fucked up. That's short version. This is pretty fucked up. That's the you got it right, Bob. Okay, Bob.
So that
you're right. Never mind. Yeah, never mind, Bob. Never mind.
Listen. Clinton's guest on Office Hours, JB, at the bar. He was when I brought in the 5G interacting with the graphene. He's that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. He was wrong, right? The 5G is going
to. He was ridiculous. He was still trying to say he was more upset with the people blowing their horns in Ottawa, Bob. He was more upset about that. We're like you, and of course, when Greg Duffel starts to sound like the medium normal tone in the room, something is wrong. When Duffy starts to sound normal. Right, it's a bad day. He was arguing.
Okay, we got that.
Like, what are you trying to say? He's like, yeah, I don't know, but they were blowing their horns. Get your vaccination. Get 9 vaccinations. Get 100 vaccinations and quit crying. Take your vaccination.
Okay,
let's
so look.
Go.
Okay. Has the coronavirus, as you described it, been detected and understood by anybody?
No. Not yet.
No.
So
if they heard what you just said, you might give them some insight. What?
Still becoming.
Right.
Still becoming.
So that means it's an environment, not an environment. It's an environment.
Excellent.
Still becoming.
Congratulations. Look at you.
Look
at you. No, Bob wins the prize. Bob wins the prize. He's no longer Canadian. He wins. He knows things.
I'm no longer Canadian.
He's no longer Canadian. He officially, him and Lady Astor, they know things now.
So what do you
know? The new money.
Explaining.
You know, the last of the new money, Bob. The last of the new money, you know.
Okay, come on, calm down. Get serious here.
Calm down. Calm him down. He's just going off the rails. He just lost himself here. Come on, Bob. Get back to work. Let's get something done.
Bill's
here.
Not going to let Bill's going to kick us off the air. We have to be slightly responsible.
Oh, hell. Give him a cheeseburger and $20 and he'll do it. He's not going to do it anymore for a quarter. But give him a quarter and he'll do it twice. That's right. That's one, Bob.
Kill made a castle. You want me to eat that, Kill?
Ask Ion what he thinks of buying your capsules.
They're beautiful. They're big. They're big. Don't
they're,
like that.
They're beige.
We like that.
Beige.
Big.
So I'm going to give Bob one, but I'll give it to him with Perrier.
Or some of those juicy things. Give him some of that juice, so the flavor. No, what I'm trying to say is he's too acidic. Bob is very acidic, Carolyn. Bob
you got to be acidic today. You're supposed to be acidic.
I know, but but you're too acidic, and this is going to change your – we're trying to lower your core. We can't lower your core by adding acid to acid. We got to bring it down. So if you got some juice of some kind, it doesn't have to have sugar. Just like,
I had it.
Don't
I
think I some sugar-free thing.
On
well, then
February
it don't
17th
matter.
At 1:06 Hawaiian time, Bob was mutated by Carolyn's new output. 1:06 p.m., February 17th, 2022. Bob,
his body core is dropping as we speak. Yeah.
Bob's always the first to take Carolyn's nut bar concoction. Been going
for
50 years.
No, she takes it first. We're just going to see if you live through it. She takes it first, but we're going to see if you live through it.
Did you take it, Carol?
Yes.
Oh, you already did it. Well, that's her rule. She doesn't
of course,
give it out
yeah,
to
Karen,
anybody
she
until she
it.
Tries
yeah.
it.
And
okay.
Not try it. She so, doesn't take it. She takes it like a – unlike you, Bob, she takes it like a man.
That's right. So listen to this. So you laid out some stuff about what the coronavirus is that nobody knows. If they listen to that, the Fauci gang, they might get somewheres, right? They might learn something.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. They're in it for the money. They're not trying to figure out anything, Bob. They know what they did. They just followed your prescription. That's all they did. You know, everybody's talking about George Soros. You're the one they ought to be worried about. That's the enemy. You need to be a public enemy number one. Bob needs to be the enemy, not George. Soros should run for president. He should run for president. He actually makes good sense. You're the goddamn trouble, Bob. You're the problem. You are the issue here that we're dealing with, by the way.
Right.
But that's a sidebar.
Okay, next point. The next point. Carolyn's RNA reset products in the angel diagram?
Yes, they are. 7-3.
Which seven in the seventh vortex ring?
Yeah, we told you that originally.
Okay, all right.
Isn't that cool how we knew to answer the question before you asked the question? That was pretty fun, huh?
You mean years ago? I
mean just now. Just now.
Yeah, you answered it. Well, what's significant about that?
You hadn't asked yet.
Okay. Well, I hadn't asked, and then I asked. Oh, you didn't say it. I asked it, and you answered.
We answered before you asked it. Crazy bastard.
You did? He did, Joe? What do you mean he answered it?
We can't take him anywhere. We can't take him anywhere, Joe. We can't take him anywhere.
We can't take me anywhere. He doesn't get the jokes. He doesn't know. No clue what's going on.
Get a bunch of $100 bills, and we'll take him to supper and buy him several glasses of water. It'll be great. Let's go.
So, Carol, he said, before I finished the question, are any resets, are they in the diagram? He said yes, before I got to the end. That's what he means, Carol?
No. We answered which ring is it in. We answered the ring before you asked which ring of the angel diagram.
Oh, yeah,
it was.
Good point. Yeah, okay, that's true. Okay,
yeah. The old gray man, she ain't what she used to be. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, Ion, the Glenn and other people are noticing UFOs over Maui, and so they get to see what Bob's not allowed to see. Now, I haven't seen Glenn.
Karen's got pictures. She's got the light coming across.
No, yeah, Karen can, but Bob doesn't get to see them live. Anyways, Glenn, I haven't seen Glenn in a week or two. Are they still, I get the impression there's no UFOs happening in the past week or so. Have they retreated a bit?
Carolyn had pictures day before yesterday. The light coming across the water where there was no fucking sun. She can show it to you. Crazy man, you lost your damn mind.
But she didn't notice that. You didn't notice the UFO in that, Carol.
She most certainly did in the cloud right behind it with the light coming from no sun coming across the water. For God's sake, come on now.
Did you know that was a UFO?
Fuck this.
She didn't know that, but...
No, I thought that part was the cloud on top of...
The mountain. You thought that was a UFO?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but there was no
sun.
There was no sun. The light was coming across the water, but there was no sun. But it was shooting across the water.
What was shooting across the water? The cloud?
No.
God damn, the light.
But I thought it was from the moon.
It isn't. It's from what? What's it from?
Tell us where the moon lights the water like that. It doesn't.
Well, the moon's always lighting the water at, at certain points. All
not
over.
In a straight line. Not a light. No, 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 no.
Okay,
Karen,
so what is making
it.
That
Karen,
light?
Do we need
what
to send it back
picture?
To you?
Yeah, we got that.
The
what in the picture is
UFO.
Making the light? Well,
the
where
UFO.
Is it? Do we see it? Do we see the UFO?
Bob, if you open it. Yeah.
What, is it right down by the water's edge, the water's horizon? Mm-hmm. Where is the UFO? Not the sun, not the moon, not the cloud. It's somewhere else in the picture. Right? Maya?
We're going to resend it to Dr. Carolyn Dean again. Now, Carolyn, you show that picture to Bob. And you show him that cloud. Now, the light hits the water like that to make it stream like that. It's not coming from the sun. Coming from the UFO.
Well, that's the moon. It's in the night. That's the moon, right, Carol? There's no sun involved.
That is not the moon. It is not the moon.
Did he just say this? Is that where's
the
UFO?
Moon doesn't shine right
there. The horizon?
The cloud looks like a Gila monster. Climbing over Hollyoaks like a rock.
The cloud is the UFO. Okay, the cloud is the UFO. All right.
And you see that big strip of light? That big strip of light don't come from the goddamn moon.
I got you. I see that. Okay, so then Uri Geller warned that aliens were going to invade us a month ago or so. What was he citing? How did he know, or did he know, or was he just trying to jump on the bandwagon?
Jumping on the bandwagon in one part, but then the other part was very simple. He was just trying to say that this world is not your home and that the people that are living here are not human. And the more we watch the news, the more that we can validate that the world that we're living in now are not human. So, yeah, the invasion doth ensue.
He's saying they're the people living on the planet are not human. They're not from it doesn't mean that they're from Andromeda. He means they're from other places.
Correct.
So how did he know that?
It's obvious. If you watch anything, you notice this. You start to notice it really fast.
Well, he's supposedly a psychic. Did he use the psychic abilities to know this?
Nah. Any country song will tell you that God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Any country song will tell you that, Bob. That's not hard.
Yeah. So who's crazy, Cal? In the lyrics?
People. People are crazy.
I know lyrics. Did he say God was crazy in the lyric you just said?
No. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. You can look it up, Bob. Carolyn will look it up. She'll look it up on YouTube for you, Bob. You can play it.
And they're crazy following the theme because they're from other worlds, not Andromeda or the human world. Okay. As well.
It's not just one limited dimension. It's a multidimensional thing because people are sane and then they go crazy. And then they're crazy and then they're sane. And then they got a piece of paper saying they're sane and their card carrying crazy. So, you see, it's nebulous when you start applying. Nebulous
so
until
you're not
still up until the application.
Yeah. What's the word? Resident? Resident up
nebulous.
Until the application.
Nebulous until the application.
Okay.
Until the application.
I'm surprised you didn't say that Uri Geller was listening to us, and you got it from us. You're not saying that in this case.
We don't care. Who is Uri Geller? Fuck him. He ain't saying nothing. He ain't said two sentences that made no sense in 44 years. So why the hell would we quote him listening to us? If he's listening to us, he's not listening very well. That's what we would say. If he's listening to us, he's missing most of the good sentences. So, it's not a good notable quotable.
There was a big bright star over the Eastern Mountain a couple of weeks ago on a Monday night, and I thought, is that a UFO? But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was just Venus or something.
It wasn't.
Right?
Yeah. Correct. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. And I keep seeing that bright star in the sky at night, so that's the star. It's not a UFO watching me.
Correct.
Okay.
Now watch it when it splits. Now here we go. You want to fuck? Let's fuck. When it splits and becomes two, or it turns orange, then look at it a little more careful. Then wake up Carolyn and say, Carolyn, take a snapshot of that with your digital camera. She'll do that. She fucks with you. Don't wake her up. If she's asleep, don't wake her up. She'll beat you to death.
Yeah, yeah. So what's it mean to split? You mean the light beside it would be a UFO?
It becomes two.
Take a picture. Two stars?
Becomes two stars. Yeah.
And what's the significance of that?
That's when it's a UFO.
In other words, we don't see Venus anymore. We see the UFO, and it's split. It's a split phenomenon that we see, and that's a UFO.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Why did Ion use the term positioned? Somewhere along there, a few weeks ago, you said, it's a position. And maybe you were juxtaposing it dialectically with something. You talked about position.
It's a gauge. It's periphery. It's the gauge of periphery. The position is the gauge
border.
Of periphery. Yeah.
That's the border.
The edge. edge, the edge. Don't say border, say edge.
So the position.
It is the border. Now, it is a border. It is a border. It is a border. But say the edge, because anything outside the edge you can't see. Good.
When you talk about, if we hear you use the word position, you don't mean any place it is. You mean particularly it's on the edge of a phenomenon.
Indeed. Because we're literal.
So
literally, that's what the word means. So we are always literal. We agree.
Are humans in the position on the edge? Are humans on the edge?
Computer says yes. Hey, Bob. If they're not, we don't move them to the edge. If they're not on the cusp, if they're not on the leading edge of creation, we're going to move them to the leading edge of creation, because that's the only place they come into a position to embrace the capacity. I have to ascend or I'm going to die. This is it.
They come into a position. There you are using it. They come into the edge.
Yeah. There's nothing left. As Beverly would say, oh, I got the cancer. It's going to kill me. I'm going to die. I've got to see it. Now there's a dog in the fight. Before that, it was like, it was just some dogma. It was just something, words, some blah, 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 blah. When it comes into the real time, when it's prime time, the prime time players, now all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is serious. I got to ascend. Bam! And you got to come on with it. Mm-hmm. So that edge.
Okay, thank you.
It's the age of Aquarius, Bob.
Look up Borthy Gest, BORTH YGEST, and I think it was in Wales. Was it the duchy that the queen has to be careful about? Borthy Gest, is that something she owns?
No. Okay, yes, she owns it, but that's not the duchy.
Okay, so you have to look at the duchy.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. It's the duchy coming. We have to have a duchy. If you can't have a king, who's going to be the duchy? Do you know what the duchy means, Bob?
No.
Look it up. Then come back another day and talk to us about it.
Is that the is that what Trump and the viceroy is, a duchy?
Well, who controls the potential king or queen's affairs? That would be the duchy, wouldn't it?
The territory of a duke or duchess. A dukedom.
Duchess.
So
duchess, a dukedom. The duchy, no. The duchy handles the king's affairs when they're not king yet. Come on now, Bob. Fuck, you know this.
So who
are you raising this year?
Wait a minute. Yes, but is this handling Prince William? He's not king yet?
Yes. Very good.
And is Borthy Gest got something to do with the duchy that they're making for to handle?
No.
Why did you bring up Borthy Gest?
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, what was the topic? There was no apparent topic it was connected to.
Creed of relevance. It had to do with the position that you were trying to mark to tell you what was going on then that is now, but it's not yet. So in this particular occasion, it doesn't apply. That's not the duchy that you're referring to. You're lost. Go ahead and try something.
Right.
Else.
So what is Borthy Gest's role? What's its role?
Could be the duchy if you were Queen Victoria.
The duchy coming if you were Queen Victoria?
Yeah. Excellent.
It would be a duchy for Queen Victoria. It would be a duchy for Queen Victoria.
Correct. And would apply if it did apply. Good.
Okay, so Prince Andrew has been stripped. He's nothing. Is the same going to happen to Prince Harry and his tell-all book and all that? Is that going to lead to big problems for him?
Oh, my God. That Merkel, Merkel on goddamn Fringe. She was on Fringe, Bob. She was a nothing. She's a half-breed. She's a gypsy.
No,
a
she wasn't on Fringe.
Scene.
She was in Suits. She was on Suits.
Nope. She was on Fringe. Markle was in Fringe. She most certainly goddamn was. You can look it up.
Okay. I'm
look
asking about Harry. I know. Prince Harry, is he in trouble for what his book, Tell All Books? Is he going to get nailed more than Prince Andrew?
No. Not more. They almost don't care. They've almost like said that he is in Italy, when somebody says that he's dead to me, that doesn't mean they're dead in the ground. That means he's dead to me. I don't regard them. So he's almost building into a level like the Italians, like, well, I don't know, he's dead to me. So I don't know what he wrote. I didn't read what he wrote. What he wrote doesn't have anything to do with me. I don't know anything about him. Dead to me. So it's becoming that. Because he's just trying to make money, because it takes a lot of money to live in Los Angeles.
Right. So is he going to be successful in these various media endeavors to get the money to live there?
No. Because there's no money and he doesn't have any drops. And you're not selling him any drops, Bobby.
Good. Now, you didn't finish this drops topic. We were talking about money and you were yelling, screaming. And you said there's the drops,
yeah,
there's the money that ain't the money. Let's finish that topic. The drops are coming in as the currency.
Okay. Yeah. It's what the current. No. It's what the currency is going to be pegged on. Remember how we're waiting on the yuan to be pegged against something, and it's not.
Yeah.
So therefore, it doesn't have any value. Well, what they're changing the way the Federal Reserve works now. The Board of Governors has come to the laudable conclusion that there is no way to handle the central bank for the United States of America anymore. So therefore, they're going to leave it up to a crypto position, which they can't control, and the IRS can't collect taxes thereof. But just Sarah Nasera outdoes and undoes the IRS anyway. So it kind of leaves this void. This vague but nebulous void, and so that the very easily this quote new currency pegged against the drops could gauge it. You'll see. We got this.
Who's thinking about the drops and applying it? Anybody in the Federal Reserve?
The only thing standing, Bob.
So they,
you know,
these
you know,
elite.
You know, Ralph Stanley, the song. One drop of water, the rich man cried from hell. Yeah, one, see how much they'll pay for one drop of water, Bob, in about a minute. You'll see. It's going to be great fun.
Who are these people in the Federal Reserve world who believe in the drops? They know
Powell.
Or feel the drops are...
Powell.
Big part.
Powell.
He knows.
Powell.
Is he on the drops?
Yeah.
Does he take the drops?
He has. I don't know if he's out right now, but he has taken them. Ben Bernanke is a great believer, motherfucker. He needs to have his goddamn head chopped off, but that's another conversation. That's in Augusta, Georgia. But he needs his head chopped off, but he's a big believer. Janet Yellen absolutely has it in the highest regard. That's why she's doing as well as she is. However, sad. She looks rough, alive.
Who do you give credit to for informing these Fed people? How did they find out about it? Why did they take it?
We're not saying that. Jenny Bell gets mad. Jenny Bell says we can't talk about that shit. People are on it, not on it. She said we can't give that information. Now, next thing you want your goddamn email addresses of where they ordered it. Next thing you know, the credit card information where they bought it. We're not giving you all that. We can't do all that, Bob. Karen, chop your damn head off. No, you're not doing all that. You need to call. Hey, Bob, I know what you need to do. You need to call damn customer service. You talk to Leon. Leon may can help you with that. That's what you should do. You should call Leon, see if he can help you with that. That's a bunch of bullshit. Think we're going to turn over corporate secrets. Fuck that shit. Karen,
okay,
he's trying
so
to get
you,
us in some shit. He's trying to get us in
would
some
you
shit.
Turn up your phone a little bit? You can turn it up slightly. It's a little low.
We've run out of Jews. We've run out of Jews.
Oh,
Bob.
Okay. All right.
That's all
there
is.
Okay.
Hurry up. Got to go.
All right. So then So where did they get the idea?
It's up as high as it'll go. That's up as high as it'll go.
Yeah. Where did they get the idea to tag the RNA drops, have the new currency tagged to the drops? Did they get it from listening to us, or they figured it out themselves?
No, it's the only thing left. It's the only thing left. Everything else inherently loses or falls away. They're certainly not going to take
so
the
they got
call,
that
they
idea.
Know it, they know it's going to zero.
Right. They individually were taking the drops, and then they started talking to each other, saying, this stuff's pretty good. Could we build a new civilization on it? Is that the way the thought process went?
Yes. Okay.
For now. For now, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were talking about Pauline Zelitsky, and she hallucinated seeing Atlantis on the west end of Cuba. But you look up her name, and it says, Cuban Underwater Formation is a site thought by some to be a submerged granite structural complex off the coast of the Guanacabibles Peninsula in the Pinar del Rio province of Cuba. Sonar images interpreted as being symmetrical and geometric stone structures. Sonar images interpreted as being symmetrical and geometric stone structures resembling an urban complex were first recorded in early 2001, covering an area of 2 square kilometers. At depths of between 600 meters and 750 meters. The discovery was reported by Pauline Zelitsky. Now, you said she saw nothing. She hallucinated.
Right.
But why are they saying here she there are images?
Thing.
What is this entry in the Wikipedia talking about, this Cuban underwater formation? What is that based on if nothing's
it's
there?
What, it was the thing she thought she saw.
But
it
what did she think
she
saw?
Thought she saw. The pictures that are in the Wikipedia, for Pete's sake, they drew them.
Okay, so they didn't get photos. They drew what they thought they saw.
Correct. They were captured, or they were those images were what you call digitized. Yeah.
From
you
what?
Know, when Roxy
digitized.
Would make a from Roxy would make a video of some of your macerations
yep.
like that, just like that.
Well, she made so they digitized. They made up some images of what she thought she saw.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Does that what she reported? Why was she arrested in Mexico and all these hassles that happened in her life, and she basically went underground back
in
Canada?
It wasn't true because all the bullshit she was saying wasn't true. When she got caught, and they was like, "Well, what the fuck?" Well, it wasn't true. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. Okay, you're going to jail. Okay, then I'm gonna run. So I ran.
Right.
So there it is. You know. Shit, it's conspiracy 202, Bob. You know this. Okay, what else? Let's go. Let's do something. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. We where is my stuff? Just a second. Okay, I've got to bring this up.
Be a dog. He loves Carolyn. She's so hot. She's so hot. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Let's talk about
okay.
how hot Carolyn is.
No.
That's Carolyn's hot. She's hot.
Okay. What did the Zimbabwe inventor come up with anything? He created an electric car. Did he come up with anything significant?
Yeah, but if he had used strontium 90, he would have, but he didn't. So no, he didn't.
Did you say
he used strontium
if he had a
90?
New,
strontium.
If
he had he used
if he used
strontium
he used,
90, he would have come up with something. But because he didn't, it didn't work. Not enough.
Here's another story.
Okay.
Astronomers, this is reported on January 27th. Astronomers spot spooky object never seen before sending mysterious signals. Is that connected to Bob? Is that our people, the new aliens?
Everything is, Bob. You know that shit. Come on now.
Okay, so they found a mysterious object in space that shines bright and then quickly disappears in a way that's not been seen before. That is some alien, a new alien, B2 vehicle.
B2 vehicle. Right. Appendage. A B2 appendage. You can't call it a vehicle. You don't know that. You don't know enough to know
yeah.
that.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent.
We get somewhere here.